Mahomes chased, holding it, and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble. Maybe the best play yet of Patrick Mahomes' incredible young career.
Let's bring in this guy now, Mitch Holthus, with us, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, thanks so much for making some time for us this morning, man.
Yeah, it's awesome to be on with you guys. I was hearing you. The Chiefs Kingdom is ablaze, basically.
Yeah.
And it's not just the city, it's the region. And of course, we're proud of our footprint in the state of Arkansas. And it's been there a while, and even more so now. But worldwide, too, with the appeal of Mahomes, we've seen real impact. European countries, the Asian countries, South America, Mexico. There's just an appeal about Patrick Mahomes that's got a worldwide interest.
And let me talk about Patrick Mahomes. Tommy and I were discussing this, Mitch, before you came on. The first time we got a glance at Pat was 2015 when Texas Tech traveled to Arkansas. The Red Raiders beat them in Fayetteville, and we're like, who is this kid? Like, who is this guy? And now we know who he is. He's the best quarterback, not only in the NFL, but in all of football. What was the first time that you saw Pat Mahomes play a football game?
Well, I saw him in college, but I didn't go to his game. I mean, I saw his Big 12 stuff. And at the time, I thought, you know, crazy offense, really talented player. But then I was getting some whim from our scouts and from Brett Veach that we were interested in drafting him. And I was intrigued, but I thought, man, if you could put a kid with that talent into Andy Reid's system and Andy Reid's ingenuity, then you might have something. And then the first glimpse that I saw he could be this good was in 2017 training camp. That was his apprentice year under Alex Smith. Alex was our starter in 17, and we basically just, again, put an apprentice or an internship program for Patrick Mahomes that whole year. But, man, he tore that camp up, and you just saw that he had a chance to be special.
Obviously, Patrick Mahomes has been one of the chief differences in the Kansas City Chiefs being able to win the Super Bowl last year. But give us some insight and perspective on what Andy Reid has brought to that equation, because obviously Kansas City's had some good teams and been a solid franchise, but it all clicked when you got those two together.
Well, I can give a historical comparison because I think it's really what Frank Broyles did with the Arkansas program when he took it over in the 50s and 60s. It was transformational. It went beyond just being a coach. It was transforming an entire organization. And as a result, then, it transformed an entire region. Andy Reid's had that impact. And it started, guys, let's just back up the truck here to the ancient days of 2012. When we were the phytoplankton of the National Football League, we were at the bottom of the ocean. We were horrible. 2-14, had a player commit suicide and kill Jamal Charles' wife's cousin. I mean, it was the lowest of low. And when Andy Reid was hired that first couple of hours in 2013, things started to change within a week and a half. He was that transformational. And so, yeah, he's super imaginative in offense. He's a strong leader, but he's really a transformational leader. It goes beyond football with this guy.
Yeah, and it seems you talk about the region and not just Kansas City, but that region of the country.
Yeah.
And you've been in that market long enough, more than a quarter century doing the games. You've seen the Royals have success. You've seen the Chiefs have their ups and downs. This time, obviously, with the Super Bowl, it feels different for that area.
And it does because. And you encounter this in Arkansas as well. Flyover country, it's just not, you know, it's okay, but it's really not really viable. Well, now that has changed. And because of the success that they've had and the appeal that this team has, now people have sought in, considering what's gone on in the world with COVID and everything else, people are thinking, well, maybe that's where I'm going to live. I'll give you specific examples. I know of two different couples. One lived in California, one lived in Virginia, that had no ties to Kansas City or the region at all. And when I say the region, man, I include you guys. It's this thing, it's this whole, you can just look at the kind of the Mississippi-Missouri River Basin and just take it, you know, to the Rockies one way and to the other way to the, I don't know, Ohio River Valley. But the point is, these people moved to Kansas City and had no family, They had no reason to move. One couple retired here because they said, we want the Chiefs kingdom. We want that kind of spirit and that feeling, and we want to live there. And so it does have a real tangible effect, again, beyond football.
Yeah. Mitch Holthus with us, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs on the Morning Rush. Mitch, it's funny you bring that up. The destinations out of Arkansas for college for a lot of students is Nashville, Dallas, St. Louis, and Kansas City is also on that list as well. And part of that, as you're talking about, is the Kansas City Chiefs. How important has the resurrection of that franchise just been for the city overall?
Yeah, it's been, again, an Arrowhead Stadium is this iconic place. Mm-hmm. It's like, I want to visit there. It's like this mecca of sorts. And it's become one of the hottest towns to move, particularly among millennials. There's job opportunities here, the cost of living, and again, climate, you get all four seasons, but generally it's a great place to live. Many of our former players stay here. They want to, even though they're from all four points of the earth, they, when they come here, play here, they go, what better place to raise a family here? But when I say here, again, I expanded among the metro area of Kansas City. It's basically given, the Chiefs have given some swag and attention to a region where before it was like, well, it's agricultural, or it's, you know, it's a bunch of hicks, or it's flyover country. And now they're going, well, wait a minute, that place could be special. That whole region could be special.
Mitch, I want to go back to 2003. I had a friend that texted me this morning. He heard you were coming on, and this is a guy that him and his wife wore Kansas City jerseys during their wedding. Like, they are diehard Chiefs fans. And one of the questions he wanted me to ask, the comparison between the 2003...
Are they Fort Smith people, or where do they live?
Fort Smith people. So he has just been a diehard Chiefs fan his entire life. Mitch, just go back to 2003, high-flying offense, and just compare that. What is that like to this team the last couple years with Patrick Mahomes at the helm?
Not really comparable. It's just not. Two different teams, two different times. The Chiefs in 03 did not have the infrastructure they have now. It was a different corporate structure where everything kind of ran through Carl Peterson, basically, as president, general manager, and CEO. And then that was the one report there was to Clark Hunt. When Andy Reid came, it transformed the organization entirely. Now all of a sudden you have three direct reports to Clark Hunt, the chairman and CEO. That comes from Andy Reid, it comes from Brett Veach, the general manager, and Mark Donovan, the president. Now, that you're thinking, well, that has nothing to do with football. Yeah, it has everything to do with football and the organization. Now, if you just compare the football teams, again, not comparable. That 03 team was good because it had one of the best offensive lines in the history of the game. You had a Pro Football Hall of Fame left tackle in Willie Rofe. You had a Pro Football Hall of Fame right guard in Will Shields. Think of that. You got two Pro Football Hall of Fame guys of two of your five offensive linemen. And then you have Ring of Honor guy in Brian Waters, who was on that same group. Now, because of that, they were just basically crushing the line of scrimmage most of the time. And yes, it was a high-flying offense that had a lot of yards, but it wasn't as imaginative, not nearly as imaginative as this offense. This offense is way different. You could kind of prepare for that Chiefs offense. You just couldn't. You could kind of just fall into that avalanche of the offensive line. This now has become seminars are trying to be done on this offense. You cannot look at Kansas City's offense of 2020 or 19 or 18 or 17 or 16, but particularly with Mahomes, and prepare thinking, oh, well, on second and six at the left hash, they have these tendencies. Guys, they have no tendencies. You have no idea what they're going to do. They will drive a defensive coordinator crazy, not just with the personnel groupings they can put on the field, but what they do structurally. You are basically just guessing defensively every time. This is also a team that can, you know, hit a home run every time. And that just puts immense pressure on the defense. The 03 offense was not that way.
Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with us here on the Morning Rush. Mitch, you got one of the most recognizable touchdown calls in all of football. Touchdown, Kansas City. Very emphatic. What's the backstory on that? Did that just come out one time? You said, hey, that sounds pretty good. Or where did that come from?
Well, now you got to get it right.
Well, I don't want to blow out any speakers this morning. You know?
Well, that's true. And you got to hit those last two syllables. You got to draw it out.
Yeah.
You know, it's Kansas the city where it came from. It's consonants. So let's just go to our musicians listening to us, and especially percussionists, because when you get those, you know, those strong percussion, like wham, 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 whether it's a snare drum, bass drum, whatever, it's three distinct hard consonants in Kansas City. And so it just kind of morphed over time. It kind of popped out. Now, ironically, it was about that 2002-3-4 time, specifically with Dante Hall, when he was doing his crazy human joystick stuff. That was kind of the birth of the Kansas City. Now, it has done what it needs to do. And that is little kids, when they play touch football in the backyard in Bentonville or Fort Smith or Little Rock, they'll do it. I've heard kids do it playing. They don't even know I'm around. And so it's become a battle cry of sorts, and it's perfect. But it's more rhythmic. It's more like, think like a musician in it, and that's why I think it has a certain appeal.
It's cool. That is for sure. How is your job changed? What are the challenges you have in 2020 that you didn't have in 2019 with COVID?
It'd be a whole segment, but let me just walk you through my week. Okay, so my week, they're full, and I do a lot of things like you guys. It's not just, you go to the games. It's like being a pastor on Sunday. Like, what's he do the rest of the week? He just drink iced tea under a shade tree, and it's not. I'm kind of multimedia. And I work for the team. I'm 65 TPT. We're pumping out stuff all the time. But let's just take maybe yesterday as an example, or Monday. Let's say Monday as an example. So normally I would have interview sessions with Coach Reed for the Chiefs Kingdom show, and then one or two players where I would go find them, and we'd sit down and have an interview. I'd interviewed Mahomes. Well, it's all done Zoom. It has to be done and reconfigured different ways. We did a Chiefs Kingdom show virtually where we had usually we're in front of about 300 people every night, every Monday night on a Chiefs Kingdom show with a player there. And I've interviewed Coach Reed. Well, Zoom call Coach Reed, Zoom call Mahomes, Zoom call Chiefs Kingdom show, Zoom call strategy meeting, actually WebEx call strategy meeting in between. I mean, it's changed everything. The other thing it changes is we're not going to travel at least to start the season. And so I've got to make this game on Sunday. I got to take you guys, being a great affiliate, I've got to take you to Los Angeles in my mind and my imagination, but I won't be in Los Angeles. And so it's going to be an interesting run here, but it's you guys ask me, how's it changed? It's changed almost everything. Other than I'm sleeping in the same house. The other thing, too, is it's the three W's, right? It's the wash your hands, wash your distance. What am I leaving out here? But the point is the Chiefs live in a biosphere, and I go in and out of that biosphere, and I have been told, don't be the one, don't be the one. So basically I'm in a quasi-quarantine all the time. I'm very careful. I'm not doing really anything public where people say, well, hey, let's go get together and 10 of us are going to get together and have dinner. I can't do that. And so it's changed even in my personal life of wear a mask. Either one, wear a mask, watch your distance, wash your hands. But every day of my life, it's impacting it. Not just I will not see a player in person, I don't think, all season. Wow. I saw him during the ring ceremony. Man. I was tier one then, but I was taken out of tier one because they need that tier one for an athletic trainer. So it's a loaded question, but it's affecting basically every minute of my life. But I've still got to bring it for you guys on Sunday.
Absolutely. And you have been bringing it. Mitch Holthus with us here on the Morning Rush, the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, a couple questions before we let you go. We were talking about origins earlier with the touchdown, Kansas City. What's the,
there you go.
Hey, is that better?
That's better.
What is the origin with Andy Reid's spectacular Hawaiian shirts?
He is such a fascinating guy, and he's such an engaging guy. Now, just one warning to you. You think it's Uncle Andy bringing potato salad to the picnic in his Hawaiian shirt. There is also a side of the old offensive lineman, Andy Reid. Do not cross that line. Nice guy. Until you trip the wire, and then you're like, oh, you don't want to see that, Andy Reid. Okay, That being said, I think he goes back, actually. You know, Andy's an L.A. guy, and his wife's from Arizona. So there's a side of Andy that doesn't let his hair down, not much hair. His Scottish red hair he's so proud of that's now gray. But when he lets his hair down, he is an ocean guy, putting his feet in the ocean. And I think that's his way of even relaxing his body a bit is when he puts on one of those Hawaiian shirts. Because that's if he would be outside of the realm of football, which is about 14 seconds, those 14 seconds are going to be somewhere on a beach or his feet in the ocean. And that Hawaiian shirt, I think, takes his mind there for that those few instances where he gets to it. It just relaxes him. So he's a fascinating guy. We're so blessed to have him as our head coach here, and that's a whole other segment of what happened in those fateful 72 hours when he decided to be a Chief and not a Cardinal or a Charger that changed history. But they're going to do documentaries on this guy and his impact on the game overall. There is no coach right now in the NFL, not even close, Belichick, nobody, that has taken what the college game, you can look at the SEC West, and what that college game is giving to the NFL, the RPO game, the spread game. No guy has morphed that better into the NFL than Andy Reid. And he has actually given something back to them because people are watching our games all the time. I got college friends all across the country, coaches, that are going, oh, my gosh, we're using that and this and that and this and that, high school coaches. So Andy Reid has, again, his mind is terrific. His personality is even better. He gets the human spirit. But he will go down as one of the great coaches of all time at any level.
Mitch, let me top off the interview with this, what might be the most difficult question of our conversation. There's a lot of different opinions about the best barbecue spot in Kansas City.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Your opinion, what's Mitch Holthus's go-to spot?
You know, I get asked that a lot, and you know that, gosh, if I told you, you'd be on the bottom of the Mississippi River. I got so many of them, it's tied. If you're going to really pin me to the mat, it would probably be Gates. That Q39 has got, they're kind of the newest version, and, man, it's good. It's all good. But if you're saying, all right, there's only one left, who would you pick? Gates, to me, is just, it's pretty incredible.
Right, there you go. Well, hey, best of luck doing your first, I guess, remote game, so to speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we look forward to listening. So.
We're gonna take everybody to Los Angeles, including myself, and we're gonna crank this baby up. It's a big game. You know, I'm gonna put out a podcast today with Sean Barber that is going to be dealing with the Hunted, because the Chiefs are now the Hunted, and you're dealing with an opponent that we've won 27 our last 30 division games. Here's your stat of the day driving around Fort Smith. The Chiefs have not lost a Sunday division game since 2014. And you're playing a Sunday division game against a hungry opponent that wants to knock you out. So the Chiefs have got to be ready to go against a Charger team with a good defense and is capable of being feisty.
Mitch Holthus, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can hear him on ESPN 95.3 and ESPN 104.3 every Chiefs game. Mitch, thanks so much for making some time for us, man. Best of luck against the Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I was going to dedicate this interview to Doc Sadler. Wasn't he the coach at West Ark at one time?
He was.
Arkansas, Florida. That's what I thought.
Good knowledge.
So,
good knowledge.
My man, Doc Sadler, who brought many wins to your region.
There you go. Greenwood.
So tip of the cap to wherever Doc Sadler is right now.
There you go. Greenwood guy, Doc Sadler.
Awesome.